you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, Jimmy secret. 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. You knew that. This you also know. I think everyone here knows everything in this next sentence. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater in LA on Tuesday, July 24th, Two Oceans 12. I did it. Give yourselves a round, no. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a stand-up show at Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas, where gasp, exclamation point, not one audience member brought a name tag. which is cool. I just want to let people know that when I do stand-up shows, if you're into it, I mean, they just weren't into it there. That's cool. But if you're into it, we will, you know, if people bring name tags to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Toledo, Omaha, Virginia Beach, then we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end of the show. But in Fort Worth, not even one person bothered to scribble their name on a napkin. And I was like, "Do you guys listen to the podcast?" And they're like, "Yeah." The day before in Dallas, everybody had them, you know, even at the stand-up show. Anyway, I had fun in Fort Worth nonetheless. And a couple of quick updates. The finals of the Tournament of Championships, in case for those who are wondering, haven't happened yet because one of the participants, John Hamm, turns out he's really popular and busy and hard to nail down for a contest that doesn't matter. So I should have told him it was the Olympics. It's in the Olympics, John. I need you from August. When does it start? Saturday? Fridays, the opening ceremonies. John, we're going to do it during the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Can you make it? I'll try that. The prize bag. This is the most thoroughly confusing prize bag you could possibly imagine. Like, none of these things I'm about to show you are in any way an indicator of who's going to come out here. I promise you that none of the people involved in these things are going to be here. A hat that says The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. No one from Jon Stewart is here. A 1 pound Scottish note signed by Ewan McGregor. He is not here. The person who wrote Ewan McGregor on that Scottish 1 pound note is here. A I Love You Man hat. Yeah, that's right. Paul Rudd is not here. I can't show you that one because that one's legit. And then a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and Smug Life, a professional humoridian, and Graham Elwood's not here, but a copy of his new book, Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movies. And is that everything? Oh, and also not here, the new CD from Dan Telfer. It's called Tendrils of Ruin. He's been on the show before, always a delightful guest. And obviously also not here, The Crow. A Crow action figure. Eric Draven will not be here tonight. But who is here is a delightful trio of gentlemen. Please welcome Tom Lennon, Rob Hubel, and Kumail Nanjiani. Here they are with their wine.
What was weird was I actually heard your little kisses in my ear.
I didn't want to kiss a stranger. I'd rather kiss you.
Were we doing the same bit, but in like parallel universes?
Yeah, it was very gentle.
Oh. Non-audio bits. I love them.
It's feeling a little bit like I could just not talk. I could just sit here and you guys will just go.
We were talking about shaved bushes.
That's exactly
what backstage. You were
right before we came
I
on.
I kept
we
telling
were
you,
like,
save it for the stage.
Save well, it we were talking about it. It's not appropriate to talk about it here, but backstage, we were like, what? Someone's by the bush? What? What? Doug loves. It got confusing.
It was exactly like that, actually.
It was just like that.
Did you do shots of wine before coming out here? That's Rob Hubel, everybody. Did most of the talking there, and he, of course, played Tevin.
I have to justify this gift.
In I Love You, Man, and to, it's the back of his director's chair from the set.
Can I explain why I have
is
this?
Is yours to have.
I moved today, and so I went through all of my garbage, and I was like, what the? I didn't even know they fucking gave me that. So anyway. So
but your character was called Tevin?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, I know so. You know why? Because I auditioned for that role. And my fucking consolation prize
you got
was...
to make out with Paul Rudd and that guy.
And this guy. That was, no, I tried to be Kevin. Tevin. Yeah.
Well, Tom Lennon, Rob Hubel auditioned to be the Doctor in Batman.
No! Oh!
Guess who took that one down?
Boom.
Can I just say, I saw the movie last night, completely took me out of it.
Yeah.
I was like,
it is
yeah.
shocking.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is
yeah.
shocking.
Love it, love it, love it. What? Hold
Tom
on.
Tom Lennon.
Why?
What's going on? But you get a, you, it was, you get, you were great, and you get a huge laugh.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
I agree.
I took me out of it, too.
Yeah.
I
you
took
fixed
me out
the
of it
fuck
in
out of
IMAX.
That knee, by the way.
Go for it. Are you already going doubling down on the poppy?
What?
You should have got two of those. Fuck.
It's good.
Yeah, tell everybody about what wine we're having tonight, Tom.
Tonight's a poppy. It's a reasonably priced Pinot Noir. If you're looking for a super reasonably priced Pinot Noir and you're running on, as fast as you can because you're not sure how long Doug's going to smoke pot, so you need to find something to get to that level, this is
you
poppy.
Knew you had it till 7:30. The show starts at 7:30. So and you also provided the $1 Scottish note, £1
I did.
Scottish note that says Ewan McGregor on it.
I autographed Ewan McGregor's signature to it.
It's very nice of you to do that. And Kumail Nanjiani, ladies and gentlemen, is also here. And he contributed that crow figurine. Figurine, is that the right word?
No, it's an action figure.
That crow play toy.
Because it's articulated.
That crow doggy toy.
You know why? Because it can't rain all the time. That's from that movie.
From the movie
How
The
much
Crow?
More of this do I need?
Visit them on the web at www.
Now, Kumail, you are not in the movie Batman.
I'm the only one who's not. By the way, you fixed the fuck out of his knee because he can barely walk, and then a scene later he's being fucking Batman.
They cut all.
Did
of
I
those
say anything
scenes.
About spoilers before we came out here?
No, you didn't.
I meant
not.
To.
Apparently
okay,
not.
Spoiler. He becomes some... Batman at some point.
But you didn't see all the time where he's doing squat thrusts, and I'm saying, two more. Give me two more. One more.
But explain to me, you said that you play the same guy that you played in Memento?
Are we going to jump ahead to that? Yes.
Ahead to that?
Yes, I am.
How much time do you think we're going to fucking do on this topic?
I am, as far as I can tell, I am the same doctor in both movies.
As far as you can tell.
As far as I can tell.
Name-wise, what do you do in Memento?
My character has this exact same name, which is... Doctor. Which, by the way,
and Gotham had amazing spate of sunny days back when Memento took place, and was quite a beautiful place to live, as I recall.
By the way, I am the only linchpin between the movie Memento, The Dark Knight Rises.
Linchpin is a strong word.
Yes. And when I'm the gynecologist and What's Your Number? Also, my best stuff as the gynecologist and What's Your Number also got cut.
What's your big... You said you had more lines in this one.
Do you want to know the actual spoiler?
Yes.
Okay, here's the actual spoiler. I won't get in trouble because the movie's out and it's not in the movie. I got delivered... I got hand-delivered one page of the Dark Knight Rises script on a red piece of paper, and the scene ahead of mine, there was like one line that was crossed out, and the scene right after mine, everything was blacked out with like a huge black marker. So I couldn't see anything that was going on. And the reason it's red is apparently you can't Xerox it. So this dude shows up at my house and he's like, here's the page. And I'm like, do I have to sign for this or something like that? He's like, no.
This is safe.
Was the guy that delivered it dressed as a bat?
He had become an idea.
Also, do
But the idea was El Pollo Loco. He had become the idea of an insane, delicious chicken.
Oh, so here was... still stuck on Xerox.
Xerox things? Yeah. It was on a red piece of paper.
Is that a thing that happens now?
It had my name emblazoned across it, and it was red, and everything was blacked out. And I was like, do I have to sign for it? And the dude gave me a look like, no. But it was also a look like, but Chris Nolan knows you have this now. So if it falls into the wrong hands, you are the weak link. You'll be taken out. Yeah,
I can't imagine the impact it would have on people to know the doctor scene before seeing the movie.
You ready? Do you want? I can tell you.
I can tell you now
the joke that got cut. Okay. Here was the joke that got cut. And the movie...
Build up to it more.
Fuck you.
More table diagrams.
Yeah. What time of day did the guy ring the doorbell?
By the way, the longer you talk about this, the less we talk about what to expect when you're expecting.
The fucking... Rob Hubel, who's drinking my discount Pinot Noir like there's fucking no tomorrow. I'll tell it at the end of the show.
Oh, you want to tell it now?
Hubel wants us to move on.
No. Tell
it. What do you mean at the end of the show?
Tell it,
the end of the show.
The show will be over then.
Oh, fuck it. Okay. So here's what I say.
The end of the show will be over then. That is amazing logic.
It's the worst time for anecdotes when there's no show
Why
anymore.
Why are you not Mitt Romney's head speechwriter now? Here's what I said to Bruce Wayne, because I'm Bruce Wayne's doctor, not Batman.
Oh, Jesus, you're giving away so much.
I said, the only
part Batman doesn't need doctors.
But Bruce Wayne does.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's what I said. It's in the probably be cutting room floor. I said, honestly, the only part of your body that looks okay is your liver. So if you're looking for a hobby, I recommend you take up drinking.
Oh, and wow, that's funny.
It got cut because the movie's 2 hours, 45 minutes long.
And that,
that extra 15 seconds would be murder.
And then there's this long scene where we're in a sauna and I've got a towel and he's doing squat thrusts and I'm saying, two more.
I like the movie, but the line, Bane there, done that, really took me out of it.
You went crazy with those on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
That was so written days before you came here.
No pain, no bane.
Yeah.
That was his entire backstory. When he says, get ready for the Bane chorus, that did not care
I don't even
for
get that.
That
one. Oh, Bane chorus. I get it now.
I didn't get that one either.
That was probably more
can't
of a language
bane all
bearing.
The time. Can't Bane all the time. That was a callback to the joke that didn't work earlier.
Guy who's texting.
I get it.
The Crow 2 didn't work at all.
Guy who's texting. It's so super distracting. Oof. but it's illuminating your boobs in a beautiful way.
I love it when people in the audience text because they put a light on them.
It's so literally the most distracting thing you could possibly
do. I'm an asshole.
I don't hear it. Looked like you were just like, here are my balls.
Check me out.
Check out my balls.
We're talking
what
about
what were you
stuff?
Doing? You were sending that spoiler into Gawker.
Spoiler of things that
make
are
it
not,
a blind
is
item.
Is it a spoiler of something if it's not in a movie? That's just life.
It could be a blind item. The unknown actor who plays the doctor in Dark Knight
said
Rises
something that's
said.
Apparently not in a movie.
That's some useless shit.
Before we get into the games portion of the show, I just want to quickly ask Tom. This is it's interesting that the three of you are here because I, you know, you're all friends, and I just sort of call people and ask them to come down. And but you're all involved in Tom's co-writing, co-directing, and co-starring motion picture Hell Baby.
That's correct.
Yeah. All of us just got back from a couple months in New Orleans where we went and made...
Well, some of us were only there for 3 days. Yeah.
But I don't care about any stories about the three of you guys. I want to know about Ricky Lindholm's nude scene because she's really been talking it up. Like, it's like you're going to see Vajahuna.
Has she actually?
Yes.
Ricky talked about it?
You're going to see it, yeah.
I should defer to Ricky because this is not my place to talk about that. But
well, aren't you in the editing bay looking at it?
You've been editing that movie for a long time.
Rick, here's my short quote on that. Ricky looks amazing in the movie.
Oh, good, good.
How's that?
That's good. Happy ending.
Why was I not there? That was the one day I was not around.
Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't bring him in to be a gaffer
there's
that
a lot,
day?
There's a ton of graphic nudity in Hell Baby.
Look at that. He's a great boom operator. Boom operator.
All I'll say about Ricky is she's a real sport and does a pretty amazing scene with Rob Corddry in the movie. You also get to see, hey, are you into Rob Corddry's butt?
Not at all.
Some hands went up and one guy clapped.
Rob Corddry's in really good shape, isn't he? He like...
Yeah.
Doesn't bald head mean hairy
ass?
No,
he does. He does. No. Rob actually is in kind of good shape. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know if it's going to be talked about as much as like Ricky's.
You got him to shave for it, didn't you?
Whose butt is hairier, Ricky's or Rob's?
Ooh, we might have to go to the tape on that one. I wish we weren't talking about this.
You're making us go to the tape on all of it. Like Dark Knight's a big, intense movie that you're sitting there spoiling the shit out of. And then and then we can't drag any details about Hell Baby.
I could really fuck up Dark Knight with one sentence. Has anybody not seen this movie?
Everyone's seen it, right?
A lot. It's only been out for like 24 hours.
No, don't. Yeah. It's an amazing movie. Don't spoil it.
Sorry.
I'll have you back next week.
All right.
And you can come
to spoil it?
No,
spoil
it.
Spoil like savages.
Shitty thing about... Oh, it's not very
good. Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. What were we talking about before,
Isn't the same dude who's in Savages in...
It's been a bad year for him. Battleship.
Oh,
and John
the handsome
Carter.
Face guy.
Taylor Kitsch. Yeah, he's been in three.
So he's like some witch in another dimension cursed his year of movie. What happened?
Well, the Savages isn't a complete flop.
I heard it's actually
kind
of a good movie.
It's doing all right.
Somebody said it was good. Mm. That might have been Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
at the press junket for Savages.
I know where
good.
I heard
that. That was Oliver Stone at the press junket sitting in front of the poster with the dude from John Carter from Mars.
I give it a B+. Oliver Stone.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get how that guy suddenly got to be in all these movies. Like, how had he been in anything?
He was great for 5 seasons on Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
yeah, he's from TV, and he did a good
TV
job.
TV people are the worst. Don't put them in movies.
He was
very
likable.
They're little and icky.
Very charismatic, but you know, then they put him in movies, going like he's fighting aliens in two of them, and Oliver Stone's the director of the third one. Like, what's he gonna do? He just shows up for work and hopes for the best, you know. I mean, at least he's in 3 movies this year.
Oh no, I'm not.
Who else could say that besides Rob Hubel?
I'm not in fucking Jack. You know, I was just thinking.
Wait a second. I just had at least two.
A couple, but I was just thinking that.
I was kidding aside, quiet, these guys are both amazing in Hell Baby. They really are.
I was being quiet because I was thinking how much I love to come on this show and shit on other people's movies. But me and this guy were in What to Expect When You're Expecting, and me and this guy were in a movie called Life as We Know It.
Oh, no.
Both fucking baby movies.
Was that me? I've like changed some part of my brain so that happened to my twin brother
who
committed
thing.
Suicide.
Yeah.
We don't have to shit on What to Expect When You're Expecting because every time you come on, Doug brings it up 6 times.
Only once in a 90-minute episode, and then when I brought it up in a nice way,
standing
the first thing you said was,
crowd.
Fuck you. I brought it up because I was genuinely excited about it. I did not see it because I, you know...
Because it's What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Well, the reviews weren't good, and I was like, I don't want to go sit and watch my friends in something that they would be like, you know, well, thank you for
How
going.
How was it? What did you guys think
of amazing.
It?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Wait, what? No, it's horrible. No, it's not horrible. It's actually funny if you're
funny.
Pregnant. If you're pregnant, if you're like ready to drop, go see that movie. You'll love it.
It'll induce.
Otherwise,
yeah,
you're like, who cares? This isn't about me. Why am I watching this?
I will say there was a... they cut out... Hubel, wouldn't you agree? They cut out all the funny super gay stuff I did. Got cut out.
Wait, what's...
Tom. I forgot about that.
Tom
was actually that funny
super
gay stuff.
And this might be just me, but I decided my character was in love with Joe Manganiello from True Blood. And so, like, literally, I would like lean on him like a schoolgirl kicking my heel and stuff, and like I did a lot.
Oh,
because
he
stuff.
Was in the movie too.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you just picked somebody.
No. No,
that character's in love.
And I was like, this is all so funny. I'm just gonna be super weird and like.
But you're married and having a baby in the movie, right?
Yeah.
So it's
a
huge bummer if you're gay for someone else.
Right. I'm married in the movie. I'm married to Wendon McClendon Covey, who's climbing on Reno 911.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True fact. That's the truth.
Weird trivia.
Anyway, yeah.
They sold that movie, though, on you guys and Chris Rock and the other dude pushing the baby carriages. They tried desperately to guys, there's something in it for you.
Yeah. For guys
complaining about babies. Yeah. No, that's not interesting either.
Yeah.
By the way, I auditioned for that fourth guy, the one that wasn't you or Chris Rock.
Yeah, I know.
That's like the vaguely brown man.
Yeah.
He was definitely a VBM.
Amir Talai, yeah.
Yeah, VBM. I get all VBM parts.
I would argue that he was actually specifically brown. I was not that big.
SBM?
But,
all right.
Yeah.
I think the movie's funny. I think it's funnier if you're pregnant. That's all I'll say about it. All right. Let's talk about Ted. I saw Ted. Did anyone see Ted? Did you see it? I thought it was funny.
You do this at some point during every episode. You lean your chair all the way back against the wall, and then you start bring up a new topic.
I know.
It's hilarious.
He was trying to distract from how shitty that movie we were in was. It's a great move.
But it was a huge hit, wasn't it?
No, Mark, no. Good God, no. It lost something like $80 million.
How did it have $80 million to lose?
And yet we made no money on it.
I have a new game called How Much Did This Shit Make? Where I take either a hit or a flop that I don't think, you know, it's not my cup of tea. You know, it's a cup of shit. And then I say, you know, everybody bid on how much you think it ultimately made at the domestic box office.
Right. We could call that Price is Wrong, too, or something.
Sure. But I like how much did this shit make?
Right.
And
if it's longer and more awkward.
Yes. And so today we're going to play a movie called... we'll start with Rob, and then we'll go to Kumail, and then we'll go to Tom. And you can, you can pull the Price is Right moves, the classic Price is Right moves.
I would
because
say
it's closest without going
right.
over.
Can I say that the length of time it took you to think of all of our names is a pretty good PSA against pot? Because
hello, suspect number two. Wine has nothing to do with it.
And there was a pretty long pause.
This is also a wine called Poppy, named after heroin. That's what we're
this
drinking.
This has got us pretty
fucked
up.
Visit them on the web at www.
Are we really playing?
But the great part is we take the pauses out in the edit, and then you look stupid.
Can I say something about Ted? Did it bum you out that they rip on Brandon Routh at the end for no reason?
What movie? Ted?
What? I'm sorry. I was making a face.
Ted, it bummed me out that they made fun of Brandon Routh at the end, the guy who was in Superman.
It's weird. They show a still of him and just do 7 beats of how shitty Superman Returns is, like it was his fault.
Yeah, he was good in it.
It's really, that's one of the weirder
it was mean.
Family Guy out of nowhere slams.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. Because also, much as I may or may not have enjoyed Jack and Jill, I don't understand why a fucking talking teddy bear gives a shit one way or other about how good that movie was.
Yeah, it has very strong opinions.
Yeah. But anyway, the movie you're going to play right now is called Transformers. The first Michael Bay Transformers.
Yes. Now, this opening weekend
or the whole thing? The whole domestic run.
Wait, to this date,
according to Box Office Mojo, how much money... Rob.
The first one, did it make domestic or international or combined?
Domestic.
Domestic, the first
domestic
one
box
made,
office.
I'll say, 250
million.
Yeah.
Camille?
I'm going to go it's bad to go over, right? I don't know prices.
Yeah, you don't want to go over.
Okay.
Do they show Bush
without
in the
going
first
over.
One?
I'll go.
If you think it's less than 250, you could say 249 and fuck around.
I'll go 350.
Oh, okay.
You sounded like a waiter.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, I know that's a shitty order, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
You seem excited about it, Tom.
Transformers domestic. Transformers. Is I do not know if Transformers is on the all. Is it on the? I'm doing the math in my head. There's an all time.
You see Optimus Prime.
No,
dick,
I know.
Right, Optimus Prime shows his dick.
No, I know.
Yeah, and Ricky's
naked in that
movie.
I'm gonna go substantially lower with domestic because it did better internationally. Because here's the problem: when those movies comes out, the robots in other countries speak German, they speak Chinese, they speak French. So if you see it in a foreign country, the robot goes like "Sacre bleu!" and it makes even
it
more.
It still works.
Still works for
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking domestically.
It's
it
true
made,
of just action movies in general. It doesn't have to be a robot.
Yes, but robots are even easier to dub than some of our action stars.
Oh, I'd take Vin Diesel over a robot for dubbing purposes.
How dare you?
I invited you all here for a mission.
You know, he gets Stallone to do it. So what's your guess?
I think domestic 198.
Shit, can I
domestic.
Change?
No, you can't
my
change
answer.
It. No.
I would love to change it.
This isn't, they don't let you do that.
Today, I would love to change it.
Bob Barker wouldn't let you do that.
Just today.
Well, that's a shame that you want to change it because without going over, you went over.
Can I change
went,
it? Can went, I really quickly change it?
You went over it quite a bit. So,
I bet
so at 250, Rob is our winner because the actual total is $319 million.
I was fucking the closest.
Do I win?
These arbitrary rules about can't go over, that's fucking bullshit.
Have that argument with Drew Carey and with Bob Barker before him.
Do I
this
win?
Is Price is Right rules.
Do I win $319 million?
Oh, I didn't think this through.
Shit.
God
what,
damn.
What would Optimus Prime's dick look like?
I don't know. Maybe one of the name tags that are here in the audience tonight that you gentlemen get to select between before we play the Leonard Maltin game.
I thought there'd be more applause right there.
Yeah, me too. But they can't applaud when they're holding up their name tags. So go physically grab the name tag you want to play for, guys.
Wow.
And whatever one speaks to you. And Katie and Mia went to a lot of trouble with a piece of paper and a pen. Lara. You don't look like a Lara's. I was looking at the sign. Megan is here. Andrew has little tiny popcorn that everyone just walked right past.
I feel like Caleb really phoned it in.
I don't think it's winning anybody over. Well, there's a Caleb Loves Movies. Caleb helped spell the K. Oh, that's pretty cool. And that's me.
Yeah.
I'm on there. People put me into the
Heather,
into their
you know
name
that
tags.
I usually I lose.
This guy made a movie poster with you.
Oh, no,
you
that's
in
not true.
It.
I won the last time we did this.
Wow. And he couldn't think of a movie that had Joshua like for a pun or you know to slip the word Joshua in. So it's just Joshua the Constant Gardener.
Also, why Constant Gardener? What a movie to
oh
pick.
My God. It was like everyone was just like, take a break from gardening.
Yeah, jeez.
You're a gardening menace.
Always with the gardening. Oy vey.
Who are you playing for, Kumail?
I'm playing for Allison, who is a Smurfette.
She has a Smurfette t-shirt that says Allison. Now, does he get to keep that? Because I think he should jog in it.
Allison's cool
with it. Smurfette t-shirt. It's adorable.
I won't be the only guy in Silver Lake jogging in this either.
Can we? Are we going to acknowledge Lance Armstrong in the audience, or are we not going to acknowledge him?
And from where I'm sitting, the stories are true.
The stories. You mean the medical facts?
The news stories, you know. You know how it is. Let me get some more of this poppy in my glass before we proceed.
Why not visit them on the web at www. Fuck it.
Now, there's no show after mine tonight, correct?
No.
Okay, good. So we'll take our time with this.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Thank you for bringing
that. You can go to Joshua's website, which is...
let's talk about it.
Grandmascock.com.
Grandmascock.com. God damn it, you genius. Where is that guy?
There he is. Look at him smiling like he just got done with Grandma's cock.
And Tom is playing for Wet Hot American Heather. She wrote it on a cardboard box.
Yeah, and I believe Heather, the talking soup can.
And the talking soup can is vividly depicted on the... Mm-hmm.
Heather, are you a homeless? Are you a homeless person?
She's been sitting on the corner with this, not getting any headway. So she thought, maybe if I go into the UCB theater, I will win some prizes that I probably will not be able to sell.
Which means you will have made slightly more than Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah. We would have all lost if we'd guessed those numbers for Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah, but I would, you know, that movie's not shit, so it's disqualified from this game. At least for now. Could be any movie, who cares? But Rob, you won that game, right?
Yeah, so by a lot.
So you get to go first. You get to go first in Leonard Maltin, so that means you get to pick a category. And again, you're playing for Joshua, who never stops fiddling with the tomatoes. That was the working title. And they changed it to Constant Gardener because it was based on a book of the same name, probably.
Joshua, who is this woman in the poster? I see Doug and I see you. Who is this lady?
Raquel Weiss. Oh. So that's just
He
the
called
real
her
word.
Raquel Weiss, but we all know better.
Is it pronounced Raquel?
I think it's Rachel. But
Rachel.
Don't try to European
Oh, you're just being a dick. Is that not a disqualification for being a dick?
You wrote Rachel on here, too.
And then you had to say Raquel.
Raquel Weiss.
Fuck it.
Go to grandmascock.com.
This has to be a flag on the plane.
We don't give a shit about stuff.
All right, so we're out of time. Thank you to my guests. You guys are all like strong competitors. I might team you up with Pete and TJ and Jeff at some point.
I'll beat those guys into the fucking ground.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff Garlin.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We did an entire episode where we didn't even get to the games.
Were those the three people you picked?
Yeah, can you imagine?
That was your mistake.
I did it on purpose. It was hilarious. It was a love it or hate it episode of the century of all podcasting. Although, I'll get it. That's
what are the categories?
Let's give you some categories, buddy. Would you like... Ever Dark Moon suggested Bottomless Pit, and that's movies where Brad Pitt eats. And when you think about it, he's always eating, except for when he's punching someone. And then we have @Blake_Blount, BLOUNT, suggested Mother Lover, and that's a category where this is one of two movies. Either a movie where an actor and an actress played lovers, or another movie where that same actor and actress played mother and son.
Fuck the guy that suggested that category.
Yeah. That is a messed up category. I'm just proud that I remembered it and said it out loud.
He has proven to us how smart
correctly.
He is. Message received. We get it. You're smart.
Or... @JeffDeCaro suggested Blues Cruise, which is movies where Tom Cruise cries.
Fuck yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Magnolia.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Bro. Bro.
Bro. In this country, how we play games is.
Bro.
In my country, we just look for food. That's how we play games.
See, I was just teeing it up for
and
you.
And then
just
we throw
teeing
rocks.
It the fuck up.
Then we throw rocks in the general direction of the West. Sometimes they hit.
You hit big on 9/11, man. You fucking hit big on 9/11. Those fucking rocks.
Oh my God. Kumail, you joke, but like, if you did that, that would be
every
awesome.
Day just throwing rocks in America.
No, I meant change your stand-up set from all the smart shit you do to that.
Did that? Oh. Big star.
Boom.
But seriously, wait your turn before
in my country, Humvee look for you.
Yeah. In my country, 9/11 never forget about you.
Okay, those weren't amazing, but they, you know.
They painted a picture.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I have to draw a line.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. We start with Rob. You know how this works.
He didn't pick a category.
You played it before.
I did. I picked the Tom Cruise one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. And then he yelled Magnolia. Okay, 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1999. That's a mosaic of misery with an array of characters ranging from a dying man and his angelic male nurse to a precocious kid presumed to perform on a TV game show who must deal with anger, guilt, isolation, the sins of fathers, and ultimately forgiveness on an almost biblical level. Almost frogs fall from the sky, Leonard! Fine performances in this emotionally exhausting film, including a dynamic cruise as a self-centered Pied Piper of satyrdom. Overall impact is muted by the film's sheer length.
Tom's back.
Did you just go to a screening of What to Expect When You're Expecting and then run back over? Okay, so that's all on the table. But we're still going to play the game. How many names do you think Rob Hubel
I want you to read it all again.
I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Out of 19 names, how many names do you think it would get for you to guess the name of this movie?
0 names.
Smart bid. Now,
I'll go.
We go to Kumail, and you know about negative names, right?
What is that? You just give me names from random other movies?
No. If you go, I can name it in -1 names, you have to name the movie and the top billed person in the movie according to Leonard Maltin. He gets it.
According to Leonard Maltin?
Yeah, so it's tricky.
Wait, so it's not what the studio wanted, it's what Leonard Maltin wanted.
It's generally what the studio wanted. He tries to go by the billing on the movie, but as you know, having been in films, sometimes they go alphabetical, and then you got to make up your own mind.
All right, I'll go -1.
Tom?
If I say -2, I have to say top build, or can I say last build?
No, you have to say.
Fuck.
It'd be very impressive.
You could guess number 19. Just nail it out of
fuck
a cast of 100 people.
But I know who last build is. I'm positive.
What?
All right. Well,
we'll
do.
We'll
but
discuss.
I don't know who the.
I want this.
Let's discuss that later. Let's discuss that later. And also, this is a 1-round version of the game. Whoever wins this round wins the whole thing.
Okay.
What? Really? This is it?
Yeah.
This is
bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I fucked it up.
This is still gonna take a little while. I have a feeling.
Okay. I'll go -2.
Okay, so you have to name the movie and the top billed actor or actress,
and
then the second one in the right order. All right, what are you going to do with that, Rob?
I get to go again?
Yeah, you can go -3 if you want, or say name it.
I feel like I fucked up this game.
If he fails.
How so? By screaming out the title of the movie 10 minutes before the movie was mentioned?
It's pretty
How could that possibly fuck it up?
In a way, I said it with 0 anything, so I should win.
But
if that were the game, can you imagine the yelling if people just blurt out as many names as they can until they get the right one? Would be kind of fun, like maybe at a party.
Yeah.
I say to Tom, name that movie.
Okay, so Tom has to tell us the name of the film. Good luck with that.
I can't think of the name of the film.
For reals? Okay, we'll come back to it.
I'm obviously joking.
Okay.
Kumail said it 25 minutes ago now. I'm gonna go by order, because I know the one that you think you
Say
think
the title
is
of
first.
The film first. All this,
the film is
all
called
this
Magnolia.
Clever trickery you're doing.
The film is called Magnolia. The top two...
Wait, correct.
I feel like this is almost completely my fault.
almost completely.
It's still an interesting game because
and the
I,
top two bills,
I don't
and
think
I'm
he's going to do it.
I'm going to box them. I'm going to box them. You know, you've been to the racetrack? When you box them, it means it's either one or the other, and it's both either order.
You can't.
No, I need them in the correct order.
Okay,
you
they
can't
are
just box them.
Julianne Moore and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay, the movie is Magnolia.
Authoritative microphone slam.
Yeah, that was Tom. It wasn't the other guy's mad or something. And, yeah, you missed it on both counts.
All right.
Tom Cruise and Julianne Moore.
Wait, what? No, we don't...
By the way, I missed it on one count, and fuck you.
What do you mean?
One of my name... It was Julianne Moore was my second name. And then you said
and
I was
in the,
wrong
oh, in the
times.
Right spot. It was in the right spot. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, no, no. It was, he
it
said...
was right name, right spot.
But what's
so
important?
Don't no. say I missed it on both counts.
You said Julianne Moore was number one. Julianne
fuck
Moore
you.
Is actually...
Right.
Yeah, see?
What's important is
that's
who,
what
the,
I thought.
Who the real winner is, and that's me.
That's Rob Hubel's our winner! He
Yo,
did it!
Way to fucking earn it, buddy. Really, really earned that victory. I feel...
And we started a couple of minutes late, so just for laughs, let's
play?
Do
yeah.
one more
yeah,
quick
round. Do one more.
One more
do
quick
one
round.
More.
Yeah, just this is just for laughs. And also for me to make an important point. We're going to play... We'll start with Kumail...
Joshua the Constant Gardener. No?
And then we'll
go,
I'll pick. And then we'll go in the other direction, so then we'll go to Tom. And
I won the movie gross thing and this. Fuck, man. On top of the world.
Everything's coming up, Hubel.
I could have sex with all of y'all.
Maybe you can relax and garden a little less. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a category because I also need to explain something about the category. The category is X-Men, and it's movies that have transsexuals in them.
Okay.
One or more. And when I've said it in the past on a previous show, I said trannies.
Don't say that.
And then,
don't say that. I said that once on the Nerdist.
On our podcast,
yeah,
you said
that's
that.
That's what I'm
there
saying.
Was, the vitriol.
Yeah, I mean, I think it, personally, I think it's vitriol. A fun word because that's I say it about cars all the time. Like if somebody yeah. says I have a problem with my car, I just go, "What'd you do? Drop your tranny?" Because it sounds like you know what you're talking about. And so I enjoy that word, and so I mistakenly I yeah. said it, and the audience laughs, so that makes it even more painful. So I just want to be on the record as saying that these are movies that feature a transsexual.
Yeah.
And to not call them that other thing.
Right.
It's like their N-word. It's like calling them N-Night. I fucked that up. It's M-Night, not not N-Might.
N-Might.
N-Might Shyamalan.
It would be cool if M-Night Shyamalan changed his name to N-Night Shyamalan.
Oh, N-Word. N-Word Night Shyamalan. That would be amazing. If it was N-Word Night. N-Word Shyamalan.
I mean, is it N-Word or is it the actual word?
And that's no, it's literally N-Word.
Oh, okay.
Shyamalan. I would see the next one at least.
Okay.
You're like, oh wow, he went nuts.
The year, Kumail, is 2005.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars.
Peak of human civilization.
He says about this movie, of course, he gets to the word transsexual in the second word of the review. And he also calls this a comedy drama. And he also says that the writer-director was their feature... their debut feature as a writer and director. And he lists 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
2005.
Five.
Five, he says. Now we go to Tom.
I can't do better than
direction.
That. I can't do better than that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. 2005, I'm really... 2005. And it's got 3 stars?
Barrel.
So it's
that's
kind
what
of a
he
good
gave
movie.
It. He said 3 stars.
I would say name that movie because
so
I can't.
It seems like his review is neither here nor there.
No, it's 3 stars. That's pretty positive.
It can, okay. Yeah, but it, yeah,
that's
I
fairly
guess so.
Positive.
Sure. It says, means it's good.
Yeah.
So you say name that movie to Kumail?
Wait, I don't get in on this?
No, you might not.
That's a black, 2005 is a black hole for me because I was probably doing a lot of drugs. If we go 90s, I saw the movie. I'm going to say name that movie in 5, apparently.
Okay.
You can.
Here's your 5 names out of 7. Still tough, I think.
Carrie? Impossible, I think.
No, not impossible.
I fucking got it.
Carrie Preston, Burt Young, Graham Greene, Elizabeth Pena, and Fionnuala Flanagan.
Fionnuala Flanagan's in this one.
Is Graham Greene the guy from Dances with Wolves?
Yes.
And transsexual, so
yeah,
probably your best bet would be good. But transsexuals in it.
There's a guy named Burnt Payne in it, right? Is that what it says?
Burnt Taint?
I don't know.
Burnt Taint, Fionnuala Flanagan.
M. Night Shyamalan should change his name to Burnt Taint.
Burnt Young Taint.
Burnt Young Taint.
The sweet from smell the mind, of Burnt Young Taint.
From the mind of Burnt Young Taint comes a world where Graham Greene is not a tranny because we don't use that word.
Oh, damn you. It's at from, Tom Lennon on Twitter, right?
From N-word Shyamalan comes a vaguely brown guy film featuring burnt taints and transgenders
is what dress up. What's transsexual?
You should stop
transsexual.
Talking.
Transsexual.
You don't have a good track record.
I'm fine. No, that was the indoor kids. Nobody listens to that.
I think Chastity Bono is transsexual.
Okay.
Changes gender.
That was a legitimate question. I did not know the answer to that.
Transvestite is dresses up as.
Watch how Rob Hubel stays so far away from all this.
Is this so?
You look like you got a lot of sun.
Wait, Rob Hubel? Rob Hubel, who started a Burnt Taint production. That was 100% your bit.
Let's check the tape.
Do I guess?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Can I? Is it Transamerica?
Yes.
I would like it to be. Could it be noted for the record that Kumail pointed to like left field as if he just hit a grand slam? He literally did the cockiest gesture. Oh.
I got the tweets.
And he's
telling
still
me.
Doing a cocky face. It's it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Did anyone in here see Transamerica?
By the way, if you're allowed
Huffman
to say that
was nominated for best whatever.
If you're allowed to say that, why can we say Transformers?
You can't say Trannyformers, which I'm sure is a movie. I'm sure it made less money than that, but everybody really wanted to spend that money.
That's gonna. You're at Kumail Nanjiani.
At Kumail N on Twitter.
Okay.
My name is cool. Tom Lennon.
But Rob is still our real winner. So Joshua, come get your prize bag. Full of all that fun stuff. Don't spend that Scottish pound all in one place. Oh, you want your poster back too. Greedy.
You know,
greedy.
You know,
greedy.
Are you allowed to do that? You just take your thing
back? You take
back?
Your thing
yeah,
back?
I know. You wanted to keep it,
so
didn't you?
So we give him stuff, then he... No,
nobody wants it.
It says grandma's
just joking
cock.
Around.
It
says...
I don't want that.
We should give one more plug for www.grandma'scock. Is that an actual domain you own?
It's something Jeff Garland says.
Oh, no, it is a grandma's cock. It does link to you. Oh, good for
kind
you.
Kind of, I guess.
You got to watch a lot of grandma's cock videos. It's grandma's playing with their cocks.
Is it grandma's cock? Or like grandma's cock, like that's mine? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's grandma's
on the... That's a question for Jeff.
You mean, is it grandma's on the hunt for cock?
Yeah. Grandma's? Is it plural?
So it's
or
like
is
bang
it like,
bus.
Or possessive. Yeah. Is it like grandma's? Also cock.
You know what? I'll have you on with Jeff. You guys can talk about it, and I'll be over here.
That'll be awesome.
I don't have any of the other shitheads because they're not on the back of the name tags, I don't think. So
no,
come on over and
Heather's
write it down
right here,
for me. Heather has it on a piece of paper?
No.
Oh, that's just something for him?
No, that was for me. That
was that's a note to
I
him.
Just got a weird note.
She's like, she's given it. I have some symptoms I'm curious about.
Me
and
me being
I know up. You played a doctor in Batman and you cured him.
Yeah. Through
saved
by the way,
the whole franchise.
Through
and I will now accept
thrusts.
Your note for me.
Oh, she just gave him a slap on the hand like he was a dog.
The last time I was handed a note is when the Smiths' first album came out. It said the exact same thing, which was, I really enjoyed you and What to Expect When You're Expecting.
That's it?
No, it was a really sweet note.
That is very nice.
Yeah,
it is very
nice. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry that I suggested that you
might
be homeless.
Oh, no. I will check you later. It's okay.
All right, I approve of both of these shitheads, and I'd like to thank my guests. As always, it's a delightful threesome. Tom Lennon, Kumail Nanjiani, Rob Hubel. Any pluggable things, Rob?
Yeah, I want to plug a movie that I did with Kumail and Tom Lennon called Hell Baby.
Right, right. And
that's
Nikki,
all I
Ricky
plug.
Lindholm, yeah, sure.
Oh, wait. I should plug Children's Hospital August 9th.
Yeah, plug that thing.
August 9th.
And Tom, what about when's Hell? When can we expect to see Hell Baby?
Hell Baby's probably coming out. I would suspect spring of next year.
Yeah, it's just guesstimate.
Yeah, guesstimate.
Got to work it all out.
Got to guess. But it's if you like Human Giant and Us and Children's Hospital, it's like a perfect storm of all of the things you might like.
Dude,
it's,
I can't wait.
Can't go wrong.
It's the best
look,
thing
it was
we've
really
done. It's really good.
Funny.
It was super fun.
Yeah, super funny.
Yeah, every time the people that made a movie had a great time, it totally translates. Every single time. No, but I think this one will. And Kumail, what about you? Anything else besides Hell Baby?
The Indoor Kids Podcast. Video
yes,
game
of course.
Nerdist.
It's not just video game talk.
Next
you digress, right?
I digress. Yeah, we digress. Next season of Portlandia, and
are you the same?
Wait,
I have a question about that. Are you the same guy?
No, I'm not.
You're not the wireless toys guy, because I really like the wireless toys guy.
I'll probably be pretty similar. I'm a similar situation. I'm really excited about the scene, and I'm not allowed to say what it is. But I'm like, if it happens, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, they keep shit pretty secretive over at Portland.
I love it.
I'm going to be doing back-to-back Benson Interruption and Douglas Movies at the Gramercy Theater on August 19th in New York City, and back-to-back Douglas Movies and a stand-up show at Helium in Philly the next night, August 20th. And as always, I don't know which one to read first. I'm going to go with L.A. City Council is a shithead because they're trying to ban all dispensaries. And it's just, what? The state voted to make it legal. What are you doing? And then, as always, Optimus Prime's flaccid cock is a shithead.
As always.